Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Party time! Excellent!
Are you good?
Hello, Sacramento. How have you been?
We're back.
Oh, dude. And what's weird, what's even weirder is, you know, because we kind of had to throw all the gear together. It's like, dude, we're coming back right when the Ghostbusters came back again, dude. Like, I know you probably haven't seen the movie. You're not a geek like me. But I went and saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And it's like, dude, we pulled all the cloth, all the sheets over off all the machines, dusted off some proton packs, and now we're here to bust some freaking heads.
Okay, ixnay on the nerd A, dude. Let's talk about rock. We're here for rock music, and this is what this show's about, is rock and roll. And so,
it's about anything and everything, Jack.
No, it's not. It's about rock and roll. We play rock and roll, we live rock and roll, and that's what we're talking about, rock and roll. So let's talk rock and roll. What have you done rock and roll lately?
Nothing.
What's the last? You haven't gone to any shows?
And I went to go see
Simon
Says.
We saw
Simon Says. We saw Coma Phase, and we saw No Silence from Modesto.
Let's rewind back to Simon Says. If everybody
1996.
Yeah,
I think that's when
Hollywood Records 1996. They were on.
I was 11 years old.
Yeah. I was 16.
Yes, you're 5 years older than me.
Yeah, and they sounded amazing. They had every member in the band. Mike Johnson, the drummer, who was the big breakup of the band when he left the band, and I have to say that, you know, it didn't skip a beat from when I seen them 20 some odd years ago.
You can remember,
the drummer was amazing. I think I was like, you know, I was liquored up. Like, I was like, Mike Johnson kicks butt, yeah! You know, and the whole crowd heard me. And Zach was awesome guitar player. Mike Arrieta, amazing bass player, amazing bass tone. Even Adam from Broken Iris is like, I love his bass tone. I'm like, yeah, this old school sack. He has a Sans amp on his bass amp, like, yeah, Mike Arrieta knows how to get good bass tone, and Matt was amazing at singing. I mean, it was, and the crowd was.
It was back in 2000 or 1999.
Yeah, we partied like it was 1999.
I was in junior high. I think the last time I saw them, I was in the eighth or seventh grade. Keep going. You're there. Keep going.
And if anybody knows the godfather of the Sacramento scene, Eric Rushing, he was even at Goldfields at night.
Wait, Eric was there? I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was on the stairs. Eric, if everybody who doesn't know, Papa Roach's old manager, Brett Baer, and my old manager, and Eric Rushing owned both Goldfields. And
the one in Roosevelt, the one downtown.
And you will never see them there. They run it from the shadows. And for Simon Says, Eric Rushing showed up to his own venue and watched the whole
show.
Dude,
I haven't seen him at a venue. Well, let's see. Last time I saw him was at the Ace of Spades. And it was like 4 months into the opening of the Ace of Spades. And that was the last time I saw him there.
Yeah.
I don't even think after, you know, the whole contractual dealing of selling the Ace of Spades.
Yeah, he sold it there.
Well, he still keeps 10% of it.
Yeah, they sold it to House of Blues. Did you know that's who bought it? The company that owns House of Blues bought Ace of Spades.
I thought they were the ones that bought the Boardwalk.
No, that was the Beach Hut Deli. Well, at least it looks like that.
So, hey, we got a real quick, let's give a shout out.
We have a guest here.
Yeah, there's a guest here, and she's just like quiet over there.
She's on her phone like a millennial.
Oh. No, like a zenial.
A zenial.
I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, keep talking.
I feel like it's a little low, but that's okay.
Did you introduce me? No, I just
wanted to get your voice in there.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for you, boys. I'm actually, I can multitask.
I know how to listen and right scroll. There we go. Now I can hear me better.
There we go. Sorry, technical.
We are Wayne's World here.
Hey, you know, you guys are just like getting all dusty. I'm glad I'm back on, you know, one of your first episode back from your
back from hiatus. The dust.
Well, you've been there was a pandemic, right? So it's
not just that. There was a bunch. There was a family demic. A life demic. Yeah. There was like get your crap together, or you know.
I think there was technical, and there was a fire. There was all kinds of stuff.
I will tell you one thing, and it's metaphorical, and it's also really deep. But we all experience the dust under the devil's balls, and we can just leave it at that.
Okay.
We can. We'll talk about balls another time, but
there's always balls involved.
Let me know when it's my turn to, you know, do my little shjack.
We got
to
say who you are. You're Shell Razor.
My name's Shell, and sometimes a couple people call me Shell Razor, but I'm Shell from Reality Check
TV. Or Shelly.
Yeah, Reality Check TV Media. You know, we're also
she's the one that stands in front of the camera interviewing the band.
Yeah, formerly known as RCTV Sacramento, RCTV NorCal. You know, now we're just media because we're under this other thing. And this new umbrella
that it covers up everything.
Yeah, and I also do a show, Distorted Reality Podcast.
There's a Distorted in front of it.
Distorted Reality Podcast with Corey.
Which we need to get Jack on there.
Absolutely. We're going to have Jack come up and experience.
I think this is the real first time you two are interacting with each other, though.
No, we've interacted, but not like, you know,
one-on-one.
Not on a business level, you know. He's always not even a business,
but like,
you know?
Just like as a, you know, friends talking, though.
Yeah. No, we've had barbecues elsewhere.
Oh, and you didn't tell me? I wasn't there?
Yeah,
you were.
And then my latest project is Talks with Shell, and I'm going to be on... You know, the same station you're on, you know?
96.5 FM, KUBU, where you can be you.
And I can be me.
Jack is kind of the voice him, of Sacramento, but he's kind of a new Jack.
Is that the rest of
them? I'm definitely a new Jack.
So my show launches next week. And
it's going to be 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Friday mornings. So you'll get Talks with Shell first thing, and then at the very end of the night, when it becomes Saturday, for early Saturday morning cartoons, you can listen to Disordination.
Yeah, right, that's here. Really great. Hey. So, and then we're also going to be doing some other little video projects in the future. There's all kinds of stuff that I'm sure Corey will throw out there. But
we're going to be taking over and setting up for a lot more stuff. Because within the last year, we've actually had a lot of offers on some cool crap that would have been amazing to take place. But the contracts and stuff just didn't line up right. So we're going to try making something else come our way in the future.
This business is for the birds. Well, why don't you guys talk about what you guys are working on right now? You guys, tell me about... Aftershock. What do you guys got going on with Aftershock?
Okay.
Oh, no, that's her egg. That's her baby.
She's here, right?
No. It's going to be your egg, too, because this is what I'm offering, guys. Okay, this is going to be the first little peek. We haven't actually
officially... Don't give out everything. There's opportunities coming.
No, I'm just letting you know that you're going to have an opportunity to win... a weekend pass for Aftershock, and I'm going to be donating the weekend pass to this particular station. And so you're going to have to work for it, and there'll be rules, and it's a real contest, and we're going to get with that, but it's going to be...
I don't know. Jack's not good with rules.
Okay, when we do your tickets, we're going to do these ones more toward the giveaway, like in August, you know, like farther down.
Yeah, down
right?
the line.
Down
when
the
it
line.
Gets closer to the
and
event.
We're going
to
have a really creative promo that Jack... I'm just going to throw, it's going to be a scavenger hunt, okay? And you're highly involved, so we need the weather to be nice.
Yeah, we're going to hide it in your underpants.
Where's Jack? We're going to have Jack all over Sacramento. It's going to be...
Whoa, hey.
So you guys, if you're listening to the radio show,
let's not have Jack off and about.
Before you turn the radio station and be like, oh, what did she say?
And no, we're not going to have
Reality
on
Check
either.
TV and Distorted Nation. Now you know that there's actually an incentive to you to listen to her podcast and our radio show and her radio show, because there's actually
We're basically creating a family. Okay, let's let you know right now. This is a foundation for a family.
Just as long as it's not a family that touches each other and knocks each other up. I mean, I'm cool with it.
We can.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, no, no, I get that.
What, you don't want no group hug in the shower tonight?
I just want our listeners to know that there's something in it for them too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and it's in. And so this is the first time. You know, for a little bit of history, real quick. Reality Check TV. We did 8 aftershocks, and this is the first time that we signed up to do promo.
I think we've done around that amount too, as far as promotions and advertising and being a part of in that aspect.
So, hey, what are you guys' favorite bands, the favorite performances you've ever seen at Aftershock?
Ever seen?
Okay. Yes. Who's the best band you've ever seen at Aftershock?
Okay, as far as the best band or the best performance, me personally,
Did you say best or breast? I heard breast.
I said both.
Okay. For me, I won't speak to the best band currently because I'll have to think about that because there's been a lot, but my personal favorite, because he's my dad, and that would be Ozzy, and that was a couple years ago. And you know, even though he
does, he know about you? Is he a surprise kid or what?
You know, I've been telling him, you know, in my mind, and then as soon as you know some kind of internet was involved, yeah, I've been writing it down and trying to tell him for years. But you know, he kind of shuffleboarded across, right? But he still was Ozzy, and I'm grateful because he's not the same now, right? So I'm happy.
I don't know. Later tonight, we're playing his new song with Billy Morrison.
Really?
Yeah, called Crack Cocaine.
Wow. Hey,
cocaine's one hell of a drug. You know
and
what I mean?
I would love to go on and talk about Ozzy sometime, like the whole thing, like his family, and I love his kids, and the whole concept of his reality show.
You know, I know Kelly Osbourne.
Do you?
Yeah, and Kelly Osbourne is one of the most gracious people on planet Earth, where for the few times I've had the pleasure of hanging out with her, she always goes, "Jack from Die Trying," right? And I'm like, "How the hell do you even remember that?" Yeah, oh no, she has
a podcast now, so maybe you listen to it every once in a while. That'd
she's
cool.
Amazing. She never forgets a face or a name. Kelly Osbourne, I can only say the most amazing things about Kelly. She's the real deal.
Well, maybe we can do something to try to, you know, get her on our show while we're on her show.
We got the quest to find Kelly.
Oh. And in the quest to do that, I also want to put out there before, and Shell, don't ruin it this time by saying, you know, your talk no more.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill Murray, this is my campaign until my birthday, that I would love to meet you on September 21st, which is both of our birthdays. We share the same birthday.
Stalker.
I've talked about this for years, Jack, but this year I'm actually putting it out there. Anytime I release anything on any type of media platform, I want Bill Murray to know this.
Like Scrooge, Bill Murray, and Ghostbusters.
Peter Venkman, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
He's the only actor that I have not met who's on my to meet list. He's the only one that I really want to meet.
And start a hashtag because
that's what I want. And we share the same birthday. No, I would do anything to be able to meet
you. Start the hashtag like Corey meets, you know,
Bill Murray,
something where, and then we'll just all, every time we do anything, we're going to put that in it.
Like every other one thing I know about Bill Murray is like no matter how early are the movies that you can go back to the furthest, the guy's always been suffering from male, baldness.
Jack, enough.
It's true.
So yeah,
I'm like, how old was he in Ghostbusters and he has no hair?
No, he had hair.
No, very little.
Moving on. All right. So yeah. So we're gonna go back to talks with Shell. What's the show gonna be about, Shell? Is it gonna be like your journey in life again? Are you gonna also talk about some, you know, some stupid news stories like we do? Because I've been sending you a couple things. Like that kind of the thing with you, I like the. This is one thing I want to talk about. I love doing Distorted Reality with you, is because we do the shenanigans here at Distorted Nation, and you know we do the, you know, celebrities that die, and we do our like what's going on in the top five and everything. But with you, we break it down to more so on like experiences and life altering things, and we can actually sit down and get into hard hitting topics and discussions, because you know, I no offense, Jack, you're just not trying to fight Gavin Newsom.
I am trying to fight Gavin
Newsom. No, I mean, you're not on the show trying to interrupt to say I want to fight Gavin Newsom.
But I mean, like, now I'm just like one of the fleas like on the dog, you know. I mean, everybody wants to kick his, you know, his rear end now. I mean, like, there's this I, you know, before it was original, now it's like, you know, that guy can't walk down the street.
Right. Okay, but, so what am I going to do? So what I'm going to do as far as The first six.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry.
The first 6 months, I'm really heavily. The first part of my show is going to be dedicated to Aftershock. So my first like 20 to 30 minutes of my segment is going to be highlighting one to two bands, doing some fun facts, listen to a couple songs. So maybe like 15 minutes of my show is going to be Aftershock. The first 15. After that, I'm going to have topics. I'm going to have some write-in opportunities. I'm going to have some call-in guests. I know you had this thing about announcing songs, and are you going to do the traditional radio? I'm not going to do the games that you guys have. I'm not going to do the traditional radio shtick. Think about a modern version of Dr. Laura, you know, where, or we used to be driving talks with Delilah. You know, remember where you're driving, it's really late.
Hey there, Delilah?
I don't remember not talks with Delilah, but it was Delilah, right?
You know? I don't know.
Anyways, it was this lady with this really cool voice, and it was really late at night, though, the radio show, and she'd just be taking you, you know, you're driving to, you know, Kentucky, you know, and you're going to be on the road a long time. But I
good also, old Kentucker.
Back when I first started social media, one of my first accounts I was called Metal Mom.
Is there going to be aliens or conspiracies in driving with Delilah?
No tinfoil hat.
No. Straight up, just talking about, like, you know, when you're crying in the shower and you have no one to talk to, you're going to talk to me, okay? Because I can match any story.
Jack takes baths.
I love trauma. I'm gonna match your trauma with a non trauma response because I'm trying to get you to the other side.
Are you going to have, like, callers, like, calling in?
Probably not call. Maybe they'll, so I could, if I can arrange
we'll,
to
we'll
do
probably
a call-in.
We can get to a point where, we can get you set up with that.
Yeah, but at first, some of my songs, okay, back to when I used to call my, before it was Talks with Shell, I had it as Metal Mom. Okay, and one of the things I did on Saturday mornings, and, you know, I'd smoke a little Mary Jane, and I would call it my kind of like my mood swing music, and I would, you know, my top 40 videos or songs, whatever, I could go from one aspect of heavy metal thrash all the way to country to some blues, and so it'd just be different songs, right? And so I would tell a story about my mood or whatever. So I'm gonna kind of do that. I'm gonna like have three or four different song choices ahead, and I might talk to you about why that song was special to me and break it down a little bit. So I'll probably have an hour of music, but every week I'm going to have an ongoing kind of like live therapy session. I have a lot of challenges and I'm trying to improve, as you guys know, Corey knows more. I'm always trying to improve something in my life. And, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be very, very honest, and hopefully I'll get some people to respond. And the fun part is we'll be giving the tickets away also on that show. But after I'm done with Aftershock, this is kind of my trial. If I get to a point, I don't need to have a bunch of people listening, but if I have some regular people that are actually going, hey, you know what? I look forward to it. And it only takes one for me to, you know, hang on to hope. I'll continue it and I'll make it bigger than it is.
Oh, but I'm going to make you continue it.
So
we're going to keep doing.
So, yeah. So, but I am looking forward to the special projects, and I'm, you know, I really love Access, and, you know, having a relationship with them years ago with our video portion of it. And I just,
which there's going to be some of that coming back.
Yeah. I'll let you speak to that in the future, but that's we'll get some stuff together. I start next week and I'm super excited. Talks with Shell, and it's a developing format, but we definitely, you know, I'm an older version of, you know, a reckless, you know,
abandonment,
just a teenager. I'm a product of the '80s. You know what I mean? Like when in 1982, I was, you know, hopping the BART train and we were going to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show in Berkeley. And we just, you know, and next thing you know, we're in Bodega Bay and we were just everywhere. My parents didn't know where I was and they didn't care. And, you know, I'm just kind of wishing that the people of today, they would understand.
Have
that,
some,
you know,
more independence.
Yeah. Well,
and
just
not dependency on everybody else.
Yeah. And just have some more fun because you're only a kid for so long. Right. Right, Jack. We're all older, but
but now they need safe spaces. You didn't have those back in the day.
No.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to jump out into some music. So what do you got real quick, Jack?
Well,
you want to just come back and talk about that?
Well, let's do the music.
Okay, sorry. We're on that time. We got to jump into
the music.
What
song are you putting on? Let's go.
We're going to play some new track, new song, a whole bunch of new music tonight. Starting off with the new track from Atreyu, and then we got some 10 years, and we actually got some Sacramento locals with the Coma Phase coming up, and then some No Silence later, too. So, you're listening to Distorted Nation on 96.5 FM KUBU, where you can be you.
And that can be me. Oh, yeah!
The voice of Sacramento.
I don't want to live another moment with all I had to say. I don't want to take another breath. It's pushing you away. I was cold like a tidal wave crashing in. For so long, so long, so long.
Hey, what's going on, folks? This is C-Core, and I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because we got to pay some bills. So listen up with your little ear holes, because we got some commercials for you. All right, first up, we got Hellraiser Clothing. Are you rowdy, unruly, and troublesome? Then Hellraiser.com is where you need to shop. Hellraiser.com. H-E-L-L-R-Z-Z-R. Check it out, the latest shirt designs and outerwear with a little innerwear for the ladies. All right, check out Hellraiser Clothing. Next up, we got to talk about Aston Microphones. Are you a singer? Are you a radio host? A podcaster? Maybe you just like to sit there and record yourself talking for no reason. Nobody's listening. Is there? Are you? Hello? Anyways, you want to sound smooth and sexy. Just like an Aston microphone. That's right, folks. AstonMics.com. Check them out and sound professional. All right, lastly, we got to talk about Blacklight VIP. Yo, you, sitting on your couch, listening to this stupid show, are you tired of just sitting around on a Friday or Saturday night, not knowing what to do? Well, then go check out BlacklightVIP.com. That's right, Sacramento. Blacklight VIP is your number one stop shop to find out what's going on. Bars, dance clubs, happy hours, and all events in Sacramento. Now let's get back to the show. All right, everybody. That was Coma Phase, Sacramento's own. When we go out in this next segment, I'll play some No Silence from Modesto.
Yeah, sweet. We have all kinds of talent in town. We have original talent. We have cover bands. We have if you're just sitting there by the radio and you're like, I need rock and roll in my life, and you're not living it, I can tell you how to live it. What you do these days is if you know a venue like Goldfields, Midtown, and Roseville, or Opera House.
Opera House Saloon in Roseville.
Yeah.
Or
Louis Bar.
Louis Cocktail Lounge or the Boardwalk every once in a while.
What you do is you go to the club's website.
Ace of Spades.
In Ace of Spades. You go to the club's website and you look at all the bands playing. And then when you find one you'll want to go to, you go. You don't watch them on YouTube. You go to the show. You dress up as, you know, nice as you can. You save up your money. You get smashed. And hopefully you get laid. And that's rock and roll. And that's living rock and roll. So if you're not living rock and roll, I just showed you and just told you how to live rock and roll.
Well, I think it was funny because Mr. Jack over there, after the Simon Says show,
I was smashed.
He was like, let's go to the Opera House Saloon.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as we go out there, it's like we get upstairs and they're already done with whatever they were doing up there. But Jack saw, let's go down. They're doing karaoke down there.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Jack, you sang that one song and recorded it, Mother, you know, why don't you sing that song for karaoke?
And I did.
And then you did.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. But all I can say is I watched the video. And did you scare the brunette girl, the really cute one? Somebody was afraid of you. And then I saw people leaving. It was chaotic. But you just kept singing through it, even though the people around you, two people left. And this other girl was like all over you, like she was like feeling it. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, the one that.
Okay, I didn't see it wrong then. Okay.
Good. Oh, no. Yeah. No. Yeah, I watched that video and I was like, dude, I was too drunk to get that girl's number. Like, what?
You know, I mean, she was practically throwing herself at you. I mean, you missed it, but you were singing, so.
I watched the video the next day and I said, holy crap, why? That would have been like the.
I thought you were going to get the other girl's number, the first one that when you were looking at the. When you were talking to the KJ guy. And then she was there, that first girl that you were talking to, because she seemed like she was interested too.
Okay,
it was the faux hawk.
Everybody listening, all right? This is actual evidence that this is how you live rock and roll.
Yes.
You go to the concerts, you go out there, you talk to people, you meet people, you hit on girls.
My whole thing is, the time we went after leaving Goldfields and going to Opera House, I was ready for bed. I should have been asleep already, okay? My days of staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning and going to bed and getting up at 5:30 to go to work are over. Well, I used to be good with only 3 hours of sleep, but and no drugs were involved. Okay, maybe lots of rock stars when I was awake and monsters and bangs and all that. But no.
Can I tell you my secret since I'm old.
And you're old.
I'm old and not drugs.
Do you still headbang? I mean, do you get out there? Because I can still do it, but then I'm recovering for like a week. You know, people don't expect me to kick your effing ass, right?
Yeah.
Can I say that? I'm on the radio. Can you say the A word?
You can say ass. You just can't follow it with a hole.
Okay, got it. Uh-oh. Bleep. But can you still
No. You can say hole. Like, don't fall in that hole. Just you can't say, oh, hey, look, there's an ass on the mountain, the donkey over there.
Got it.
He's going to fall in that hole. I can't say them together.
I stopped headbanging in the '90s thrash metal scene was over.
You think it's still over, thrash?
I think it came back. Like I just went and seen.
So you haven't headbanged since the '90s?
I haven't headbanged.
I was raising
since the 90s.
Kids then. I've been headbanging since 2012.
Yeah, well, I headbanged like all a good since '92 to '96 and. Or maybe 97, and then
I headbang to any, not just thrash. Like if you possess me and you have the right kind of tone, I will give you some headbang if some country.
Hey, if you do it correctly, the next day your head, you can't move your head.
That's you got the whiplash.
Yes, Exactly. That's and that was that only really happened in the 90s. No one ever goes to shows and goes, I can't move my head anymore. But everyone was like in the 90s, I can't move my head because I've been banging my hair the whole time. You're like, that's
you weren't wearing your hair back and forth.
Those days are over.
Those days are over. Now, how do you feel if we're talking straight music in the pit and etiquette? What do you think about
no karate in the pit?
I don't like it. I will hurt you.
No, stop karate. It. What are you doing? The pit.
You know what? I'm
or should we just have tolerance and let them be who they are?
No, you do I'm your a, own pit. I'm you want to get a black belt in karate? You go start another pit somewhere else.
My expertise is in stage diving. I'm not a pit person. I'm a stage diver.
I stage dived.
I know.
I've never seen you stage dive.
Oh, really?
So you went. I've seen you on
stage with like four different bands. I've never. You always have a guitar. You're not going to jump off stage with a guitar.
I have.
I have not seen that.
Well, you missed all the Die Trying headlining shows at Boardwalk because every time we played Die Trying, the self-titled song, the last chorus,
I always your stage. You staged
always
at the Boardwalk.
I always stage dived with my guitar onto the last chorus.
See, but that's when you could do that at the Boardwalk. See, a friend
you
of ours,
been there
a
since.
Mutual friend.
You can't stage dive anymore.
No, it's because of our mutual friend, Mr. Ryan Frost.
Oh.
Well, back in the day when Mark was still the owner, last time a stage dive happened. Hang on, let me tell the story. He jumps off stage and no one's there to catch him.
Well,
he lands and hits a younger girl, and she falls down into the mom.
Okay, so this is it. All right, this is a rookie move. Like I told you, I'm an expert at stage diving.
We've all seen Jared Payne jump off the stage
and
no one caught him.
You don't just turn around and jump on him. What you do is you back up, you have eye contact with him, you do this like...
Get closer.
You do this thing with your hands, pull your hands up so everyone knows you're coming, and you don't lose eye contact with them, and then you run and jump. You give them full notice, hey, everyone, put the hands up, I'm coming. And then you jump, and people catch you. Unless if you weigh like 300 pounds,
the funniest thing was,
but do they touch you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the best part.
If they're gonna catch you, they're touching you, Shell.
When I was really.
Oh, touch
you mean
you,
like get groped?
Like fondling, like slowly and then.
When I was 15, we used to have shows at the Soda Works in Placerville, and I used to have this girlfriend who had like she was like 4 foot nothing. With the biggest boobs, and she was hot. This little like Native American girl, and stage dive more than anybody. And it was like just watching molestation the whole time. Like everyone's just grabbing a tit and grabbing her butt and everything. And she was just like, yeah, and like you know, I guess when you're up there, the adrenaline's so much. No, you can't tell if someone's grabbing your balls or whatever. You're just having fun.
Okay.
Hey, and if they got it, they got a free cop of fuel.
Yeah,
but no, like
everyone loves the cop of feel.
So
right?
You're saying one person ruined it for the scene here? He killed.
Well,
the
no,
scene.
Yeah, well,
no, he's just that's just one guy that
no,
did
but
it wrong.
That, as soon as after that,
he,
I know,
he
but
surprised
after,
them. Okay, he just turned around that, and jumped on him.
After that, Mark had posted on the wall the sign that says "No stage diving."
Yeah.
It was literally right after that incident.
Darn it. It's always
because
one
the
person.
Father,
Mark,
the father was going to was talking about
rest
suing it, Mark.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Mark.
But he was talking about suing, and even the girl, because he broke her glasses, quote unquote, but the girl was like, Dad, you know my glasses were already broken. She started saying that and coming to Ryan's defense. It was like, the kid was like
right.
on
so
his
it wasn't
side.
So bad.
Like, it wasn't as bad, but at that point they started posting it on the wall. No stage diving.
Right.
And then the other time was when, at Arco Arena, when Mr. Jared Payne jumped off with Track Fighter, and no one caught him there. You just hear this loud thud on the concrete. It was hilarious.
Because you have to do the thing with your hands. You have to you got to warn everybody, like, with your body, like, hey, I'm coming, and you even run back up a little bit, and then you run at him. You just don't jump on him. You don't jump on him because they don't know because they need, you know.
You're just like, oh, what's this guy flying for? And you just watch him
if they
on
know,
the ground.
If they
it's
know,
like a spiritual experience. Don't you think like doing the whole, like you feel like, you know, you're trusting the people. You're one with the music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I saw the only time I thought something really crazy stage diving was actually at my church. And they were feeling the spirit in our pastor.
He stage-dove?
Well, it wasn't. It was at the youth. It was like he did. It was a youth conference.
Catch Pastor John. He's jumping.
Yes, it was a youth conference, and he's, you know, he's kind of a, he's not a big guy, you know, and so I guess he made the
hopefully he was like 150 pounds, right?
He was. I think he was, and they floated him all the way through, and these people were like living their best life because I know they were ex. Thrash
at
metal.
That point, is he like, Jesus can walk on water, but I can float on top of people?
They were, he was on his back.
So, sometimes, okay, so if a crowd is, if the room is small enough and everyone's shoulder to shoulder, that's the best situation because...
Because no matter what, you're going to land on people, at least...
Yeah, they have to catch you.
Because they don't want to get hit in the head.
And they can't drop you. They have to carry you all the way to the back of the room.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. One time I was in Dallas, Texas, and I had the day off, and the Cottonmouth Kings played. And love I climbed them. Over... I was showing off to some chick like normal, and I was like, hey, check this out. And I climbed over the PA and jumped on stage. And I was like, woo, and I stage dived, and the place was so packed, they kept on throwing me back on stage. I'd get passed around, and they'd throw me back on stage to the point where, like, it was stupid. Like, I was,
it was like, I need to get on that side of the room.
Yeah.
Take me to that side.
So I ended up climbing back over the PA to get back to the bar.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, because nowadays, when you're at, like, the bigger events, festivals and stuff, when you crowd surf, they lift you up from the middle of the crowd and take you to the front. So that's probably why they're just used to pushing people to the front instead of actually... But you're supposed to be carried off by a security guard in the pit or the barricade area.
See, in Placerville Soda Works, it was you jumped off the stage and they carried you to the very back of the room. Because
is that
you
still
couldn't,
open?
No. It is, but they don't...
It's not called the Soda Works.
It well, it says it on... It's the historic Soda Works building.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's on Main Street. But sometimes they play. They have shows. They still have that the upper. It was upstairs and downstairs. You know,
up the street from the Hangman's Hangtown.
Were
whatever.
We just there for my birthday?
Placerville.
I don't know where we went.
But anyway, yeah, sorry. when Die Trying, when we were on tour with Andrew WK, I stage dive every night to Party Hard. I would. It was a no.
Well, if you were on tour, I definitely was not there, Jack.
Did you stage dive?
I was still in
shop?
High school.
No, I have it like you. I don't.
What about crowd surf? Because I've seen it. Did you see the guy? I think 2 years in a row. I don't know which one it was. It was 2017 or 18. But the guy with the wheelchair, they were just lifting him up and crowding him all the way up. Like they were holding the wheelchair.
Z-Girl Jazzy. She crowd surfed. She got lifted up. She was like in the middle of the pit during Limp Bizkit, and towards the like an hour into the or like 45 minutes into the show, she's like. Okay, I got to get out of here. It's too crowded. And so she got lifted up and carried to the front and then is able to go
okay,
around the
so,
back.
So, okay, let me be a little bit more specific.
I'm Pacific not, or specific?
Specific, sorry. Pacific. Ocean.
Ocean.
Yes. Specific. I never said I was a crowd surfer. I'm a
stage diver.
So,
yes.
I've
so
never,
you're on stage.
I've never mastered the art of like grabbing like 10 bros and be like, hey, guys, lift me up right now and start carrying me. You know, I've never done that. I've always got on stage and jumped off.
Do you want to? Okay.
I mean,
you said
think
never.
If you go to Aftershock, I think we should
no,
have
I've
you
never,
crowd surf.
I've never crowd surfed from the
just
crowd.
Just have someone hang onto your phone because it's going to get stolen.
If I don't have a backstage pass and I'm not already on stage with the band, I'm not. You know, there's no way to crowd surf. You know, you have to be in the crew to crowd surf. You know, or the club's got to be small enough to where you can just because
you'll get lost.
Up.
It'll be Aftershock.
If you just run up on stage and there's security, they're gonna kick your ass before you even get to jump off the stage.
True.
Nowadays they just tackle you and you have like 30 guys on top of you and
no
everyone's
way.
Beating your butt, even though that you don't even know why that you're there. You know, it's like especially in comedy now. Like comedy is like a huge spot where that happens now. Person tries to get up on stage and it's like. Boom! Swarm
well,
of people.
Did you see the guy that attacked David Chappelle?
Well, yeah, all that. Yeah, everyone. Yeah. That was like so old. Who hasn't seen that on YouTube?
Did you just see it? Aw, Jack.
So.
And did you see that one? That one guy smacked.
Who did the one thing?
Chris Rock, you know.
Oh.
Oh, Will. Yeah. You
yeah,
know,
that one guy.
Hey, they have
a segment for him. What did you
Bad
say?
Boys 4 is coming out soon. They just finished filming it. Bad they just Boys? Released the first trailer for Bad Boys 4.
You know what? That's not very rock and roll at all.
But maybe they have some. Who's on the music? You never know, right?
Hey, not even rock and roll.
It's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Anyways, so is there anything else you want to pitch towards your show, Shell?
We just got to recap.
I 2-3 minutes to go.
Yeah, just to recap that this is going to be a really fun project with Talks with Shell. We're going to have the opportunity, like I said, for the first 6 months. The show's dedicated to Aftershock, and I've never done a project so for something as big like this where I dedicated, you know, I do my other stuff, but this right here, I want to focus on not just the mainliners, the headliners of the, I really want to get down to the, like that local stage too, you know, because back in the day, Aftershock.
I don't think they have local.
Well, okay. Well then.
The
smaller stage. It used to be local, but now it's one over.
Yeah, they
you know.
They have bands come in, up and coming bands from all over the country that like will, you know, that will get that first, second slot, and you know, it's really hard. You know, it's almost like we're back to the 70s and the early 80s where it's really hard to be an unknown band and become known.
It really is. So I want to highlight them.
Well, that's also because of this oversaturation with how social media has totally played a new role in the discovering of bands. And now it's harder because, you know, labels, they want you to have that million followers. They want you to have all the merch. They want you to have
Did you say labels? What labels?
But there's just a lot
of
work.
The three that are still around.
Yeah.
Rock bands don't get signed anymore. You either know how to get your own record paid for, get your own, like pretty much you have to know how to launch your own.
You
small
have to have
business.
You have to have like 90% of everything done before they'll even give you like money to tour.
Well, that's for anything, guys. That's what we're doing right here with this radio, right? You have to have it all packaged up. And so I'm hoping I'm gonna, you know, invite you out to do what we do on Talks with Shell in Distorted Reality, and then maybe a reality check segment to because you want reality check video to come out, media to come out, and obviously film your band, right? You know, so I'm hoping we can do this prepared collaboration because no one's signing us, right? There's no, we're not under any contract. It's self-serve.
Well, I mean, nowadays anyone can have just a podcast and put it out there. They can record with like the crappiest little camera or little dinky microphone, you know, and just be like, oh, listen to my show. Like, there's every...
Now the microphones on our phones and the video quality is so good that, yeah, you can pretty much shoot.
I don't know why it keeps cutting out like that.
Yeah. I think our mixer is from the 90s.
Well, this actually used to be the old Burn Halo tour mixer.
Well, that's not a very old band. I'm sure they got it.
Well, no, I got this one from Sonny Shakes Tremblay, whose
dad probably used it as their practice amp.
Actually, I was just talking to Sonny. He's going to be coming through California hopefully in the next 3 months or so. So when he does, hopefully he can swing by and be on the show.
Yeah. So I appreciated you guys letting me come here and announcing the show, and I'm looking for good things. But, you know, Aftershock, I'm going to be needing some of your advice, Jack. So I would love for you to maybe be one of my calling guests when I need a fun fact, because once we get down to the lower level bands, you know, I don't know all the technical stuff because I'm not a musician. I'm kind of like what you call a, you know,
hey,
I either
that doohickey
like
that plugs in and makes the sound.
Yeah, I either like your music or I don't. You know what I mean? And I like all kinds, but I usually like just kind of fall in love with the talent. You know, I love new people coming around. So
I've been around so long that is this thing working? Check. Oh yeah,
there you go. We're good.
Wow, we have a funny mixer.
We gotta jump out of here anyways.
Well, anyway, you know, I've gotten jaded to the point where like I'll watch a band and I'll be like, oh, I love that bass player, or like, oh yeah, that drummer is a great drummer. And people are like, well, what do you think of the music? I'm like,
oh, it's all right.
It's okay.
the one player is better.
Yeah. I always pick it. I have to dissect it. You know, I'd be like, oh man.
On that note, we're gonna play some music.
Yeah, let's get into the music.
We gotta get going. But we'll be back next week, and hopefully things will be running smoother. You're listening to Distorted Nation on 96.5 FM KUBU, where you can be you,
and I can be the dust under the devil's balls.
The voice of Sacramento. Here is some No Silence straight out of Modesto.
I can't do.